This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Olivia Newton-John facing a new battle with cancer. The 68-year-old singer and icon announcing on her Facebook page this afternoon that she is reluctantly postponing her June concert tour date after learning her breast cancer has returned.
Oh, love Olivia Newton-John, but we got to go outside the box on her cancer. She certainly did, and Ty Bollinger is the guy to talk to as we go outside the box here each and every week. TMB, welcome back, my friend.
What's going on, RSB? How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Just, I mean, thinking about, I think my first, what we call it, a crush on a musical star was Olivia Newton-John in the 1970s. I don't know if you remember back that far.
How old are you?
I'm not going to say. Older than you.
Come on. like by 2 years or something.
Just over half a century.
Okay.
Say it that way.
I'm just under half a century. So, yeah. I remember the 70s. Yeah, the musical Grease, right?
She
got popular there with Vinnie Barbarino, right? John Travolta.
John Travolta. Of course, she had a lot of country and crossover pop hits. And like I said, I just remember this Australian beauty. And, of course, you know, years ago, remember that she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And, you know, this is before I was all so aware as I am today about it, but she was seemingly a little bit aware. Apparently, she went a little bit outside the box. In fact, I think she's founded some cancer treatment centers that are somewhat integrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did. She's, how many years ago? 25 years ago, initially she was diagnosed? Yeah. So, yeah, she did go outside the box. I think she did integrative treatments, right? And the reality is what we should be after with cancer treatment is that whatever works, right?
Yeah.
So if whatever she did, it worked well because it was 25 years. And I think that the problem that we face a lot of times with cancer treatments today is that people are so hung up on, is this treatment approved or not, as opposed to, does it work? And the proof's in the pudding. You know, you and Super Don were talking last hour about the vaccine thing, right? And it's all of these parents that have changed their kids' diet and the autism went away. And you're like, well, that's just anecdotal, right?
Yeah, not real. Didn't happen. Just because the parents said it.
Yeah, you can do the same thing with cancer treatments. It's like, hey, I did something 3 decades ago and I was given a terminal death sentence at that point, but I'm still alive. It must have worked. Whether it's approved or not, it must have worked by definition.
Well, let's give a listen to the news reports on Olivia Newton-John, see if we can learn anything from them.
Newton-John initially postponing some performances because of severe back pain, later learning her cancer had actually spread to her lower back. While doctors say the majority of breast cancer recurrences are within 5 years, they can occur even decades after treatment.
Well, I'd say that's a moment of duh, but of course, you and I know that if it happens like 5 years in one day after, they were considered cured of cancer. Of course, that can happen occasionally, even with conventional therapies, but more often than not, the conventional therapies lead to a lowered quality of life and recurrence of cancer or other devastating ailments or diseases. Or am I making that up?
No, you're not making that up. And also, I don't know what Olivia did specifically to treat her cancer, but I don't think that she's taken tamoxifen. But tamoxifen is one of those breast cancer drugs that is known to be a cancer-causing agent. It is a known carcinogen. So it's just bizarre to me that we treat cancer with agents, chemical agents, that we know cause cancer. It's a bizarre matrix type of medical monopoly that we live in today, where things that make no sense at all to the common, just common sense to the common person, we do as routine procedures with medical treatments. It makes no sense at all.
No sense. Well, let's see what Olivia Newton-John has done, how she stayed alive for 25 years or longer.
Newton-John was first diagnosed with breast cancer 25 years ago, opening up about her battle with ABC News.
I'm a different person than I was 2 years ago, I think. I go with my instincts. I trust myself now. I feel really happy. I still feel I'm charmed. I'm here.
David, Newton-John says she plans to undergo radiation therapy and wellness treatment and hopes to resume her tour later this year.
All right, you hear that? Radiation treatment and wellness therapy. Now, they're not defining it for this point, but recognizing that Olivia Newton-John, of course, I believe she married an Amazon John Superdon? I don't remember. There was a guy.
Yeah, Amazon John.
Yeah, and so very aware, keenly aware of plant medicinals and things, so I'm sure she lived a much cleaner lifestyle. Again, 25 years later, now suddenly they're saying, oh, my gosh, it's back. It's spread to her sacrum. And, you know, our prayers heart go out to Olivia Newton-John or anybody suffering similarly. But we, you know, pray that she also knows how to counteract the damage from radiation as well.
Yeah, it says here that, and she probably does. I mean, I know that Amazon John's developed several amazing products from the Amazonian rainforest down there, and maybe she's going to integrate some of those. But it says that she's going to do, what is it, a photon radiation?
Proton,
therapy?
Proton cancer, proton directed, yeah. Proton. I know they're using both of them. So in terms of the direction, hopefully it has minimal impact on surrounding tissue and it's very focused wear. But still, it doesn't address the underlying reasons why it may have manifested again. But again, 25 years later, is it breast cancer or is it something else?
Well, that's a good question. And like you said in the introduction there, RSB, if you go 5 years and a day, then you're considered to be healed of breast cancer. And one of the kind of the dirty little secrets about the breast cancer industry and other cancers as well is that oftentimes those treatments like tamoxifen cause secondary cancers, right? So they won't cause breast cancer to come back. Well, they'll cause cervical cancer or uterine cancer. And so how many of us or how many researchers are trying to connect the dots between these explosions in other types of cancer like cervical or uterine cancer and how that might have been linked back to tamoxifen or another drug that actually caused it years before? We're not looking at that.
Sure. No, exactly. And this begs the bigger question, the existential question, and we have a link to a story at Natural Blaze about why. Why did God create cancer? Now, part of my answer is that it's a protective mechanism. Without cancer, we might not survive the toxic onslaught, cancer tumors in particular. But also a secondary or a 1A answer to that is that man really went all in on cancer by facilitating its rapid growth and metastasis by overwhelming even the system that God designed to protect us.
And I agree with both. I agree with both of your points. I think that the extreme avalanche of toxicity over this last 100 years has definitely been one of the main reasons that cancer has risen. And I also agree that cancer is our body's own natural mechanism to wall off these toxins. So I think, and you know, something else that we've gotten from interviews all over the world is that people say that in a way cancer was a blessing. And not that it's a blessing to be sick, but it's a blessing that it made people realize maybe there's something going wrong, whether it's physically or emotionally. There's something going awry in my life, and it's helped them to correct that imbalance in their life. And so many people have told me that this is, you know, the cancer served as a real blessing in my life to make me appreciate things, appreciate my kids, my husband, whatever, more, and also to correct what was going on that I didn't even know was going on in my body. So I think that maybe all three of those play a little bit of a part in why God created cancer or why God allowed man to have a big part in creating cancer.
Sure. Well, there is free will. Of course, we're free to screw this place up royally, apparently. Of course, you know, some will say, well, God created mercury too. Yeah, but it was man that unleashed mercury in certain ways that were devastating, like by injecting children with it or putting it into your teeth in the form of fillings, for instance. But the idea here, of course, is that these symptoms and the manifestation of a cancer tumor to protect you are also signs and symptoms and communication tools that the body, which is a tool of, which is really, you know, a gift of creation. I call it a temple. I like to think of it as a sacred place for us to live while we're here. And it uses that as a communication tool to say, just like you said, Ty, hey, there's something going on here you need to pay attention to, whether it be emotional, physical, spiritual, mental. I mean, these thought forms or patterns that we've talked about you've fallen into. Maybe you had abusive situations as a child and you've fallen into a state of maybe a lack of worthiness of being alive itself. And that manifests in life. And there are warning signs that say, hey, pay attention to this, make a change, and then your life will go differently from this point forward.
Yeah, I like one of the quotes by Dr. Issels in this article. He says, the tumor is a local symptom of a full body problem. Isn't that exactly what a tumor is? It's a local symptom. And he says a tumor can only develop in a diseased organism. It's a symptom of that illness.
Very well said. And the point is, again, there are adaptations for survival. We've talked about the adaptation syndrome that keeps us alive long enough to suffer and hopefully learn what we have to learn. Now, it's not for me to make a judgment on what I or you or anybody else has to learn, but I can say, speaking of my own suffering and my own illnesses and ailments, it's made me who I am today. It allows me to be on the radio and lecture around the world and teach people about healing because of what I had to learn to help to overcome these obstacles in my own life, in my own body.
Yeah, you know, Robert, I'm kind of skimming through this article here. I know this isn't on topic, but this is a study that I remember referencing a couple years ago. It's a study by Campisi and Higano, and it shows that healthy cells that are damaged by chemotherapy secreted more of a protein called WNT16b, right? Mm-hmm. So, and this says this boosts cancer cell survival. So, in other words, the scientists, this study here that was published in 2012 shows that the chemotherapy damages healthy cells, and then it helps the cancer cells to live longer.
Right. Well, and that's also, you know, part of our belief system now. We acknowledge that if we have a bias toward nature and the natural order of the universe, or what we'd consider it to be, that a cancer tumor or cancer cells are not evidence of a lack of, if you will, in this case, chemotherapy. In fact, adding more fuel to the cancer fire is what happens when you poison the body in this way. I perceive and believe that Olivia Newton-John, 25 years cancer-free apparently, due to the fact that she utilized all the holistic knowledge she had and her husband had in their arsenal to keep these things at bay for 25-plus years, considering she also had a bit of conventional therapy.
And she'll come back from this one too. This is just another warning or another symptom, warning sign that something's gone a little bit awry. And I know that Olivia and Amazon, they have the knowledge to nip this in the bud again.
Excellent, excellent. Well, listen, we're going to talk a little bit more about cancer, a form of cancer known as leukemia, because we have a question of the day coming in, and we'll do our level best to give you our good response that's empowering to you, because that's what we love to do here when we go outside the box together. TMB, RSV, and Super D. Call us if you want, 866-939-BELL, or go to robertscottbell.com, drop us a message, comment, or question, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral
NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's get right to you, our lovable and loyal listeners here listening every week or 6 days a week or any fraction thereof to the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Oops.
Ask you a few questions.
There it is. That's the question today, named partial. We had some of it removed by an oncological surgeon. How did he get in here? Anyway, here's the question of the day coming from Mario. Mario says, my wife and I are at a crossroads. Our 14-year-old daughter was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL, very high risk due to age 7. 7 months ago they found this. She's been doing conventional treatment at Texas Children since, mainly chemotherapy. She achieved remission about a month ago. Now the oncologist wants to do a bone marrow transplant due to her late remission. But I don't want to do any of them, Mario says. Chemotherapy or the bone marrow. She has had many complications with the treatment despite us doing nutrition at home, sometimes using cannabis but not seeing such much progress. What's your thought on bone marrow transplant? And can you point me in the direction of where I can get more info on that, please? We live in Houston, Texas. Thanks, Mario. So, Mario, our prayers are with you. I think there was some feature in the Truth About Cancer, wasn't there, the online series?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mario, and let me try to answer it with an anecdotal story here, but this is I believe that it was Todd Jones' daughter Janae that had, I believe she had ALL as well. I'll contact Todd just to make sure, but she was diagnosed with ALL. Wow, I guess she was probably 3 years old, three or 4 years old at the time, and he faced kind of a similar conundrum, right? Do I go all natural? Do I face, you know, potentially having Child Protective Services take her if I, you know, deny the conventional type treatment? So what he decided to do was rather than, you know, risk becoming a fugitive of the law, which is a shame that you have to do today, he took her in for chemo, but they really, really changed her diet. They fed her living fuel, you know, Casey Krejci's green drink every day, and they fed her Life One, which is a product that our good friend Dr. Michael Farley created with turmeric and quercetin and resveratrol and ellagic acid and so forth. A lot of different great cancer-fighting remedies in that liquid drink. And so what they did is they did the chemo and they did really heavy supplementation along with it. And Janae's alive and doing great today. I think it's probably been 6 years since then, since they did that. And he said, unfortunately, most of the other kids that she was in the hospital with didn't make it. So, and they did the same treatment. So I think that really it's key at this point. It's going to be hard to, once you've done the treatments, I don't know how.
Yeah, unless you leave the United States and never come back, because you become a fugitive because of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism claims ownership of children when it comes to cancer. So, you know, it's one thing for an adult to choose to go this route, but they say, oh, no, a child can't make that choice. So it's a difficult thing, Mario, and we feel for you here. But there are good examples of those children who are more resilient typically than adults. So if they have to go conventional, to do everything in your power to neutrify. Because remember, cancer is a disease of toxicity and deficiency. And so even though they're adding toxins and challenges to kill the cancer cell, so to speak, we can counteract that with all of these things. I would say homeopathy as well. We would look to, you mentioned turmeric. I know there's a lot of studies coming out in that regard. But remember also with leukemia, there's a lot of evidence of EM field disruption. So make sure there's not a lot of electromagnetic radiation, in your household or wherever your daughter is hanging out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a good point too with the EM. That's another, you know, intangible that we're having to face now, is that, you know, these waves that we can't even see, what kind of effect are they having? I mean, we can see our food, right? See our water. We can see that if we're eating clean food or not, if it's organic or not, you know, we can physically touch it, but the electromagnetic waves, we can't. So that's a real problem. And I think it's only going to get worse with the way that technology is taking off.
And Mario, no cell phones around your daughter. Of course, we say check out to make sure you don't have one of those smart meters on your home. If not, build a Faraday cage around it and get to the other side of the house, because it's just, you can't afford any slip up in everything that you do to counteract the things that they are going to do to try and get rid of the leukemia in your daughter. But God bless you for reaching out and trying to do right. Are there any the issue here is that doctors are afraid to treat kids holistically because they'll get busted like they're criminals, even though they're really, you know, gifted healers.
Yeah, and that's why it's so sad today that's happening, that these doctors, they can lose their license. So a lot of doctors are afraid to do anything that's outside of the what quote orthodox treatments. And so there's several challenges that you face when treating a child. But Mario, you can do it, and we're here for any more questions.
All right, Mario, thanks for writing in to us. We'll keep following up on this if you want to send us another message. When we come back, Monsanto's lead toxicologist may have spoken a little too soon, because she thought she was safe when she admitted something about glyphosate. And we're going to bust her on it after the break. Also, vaccine stories, vaccine hoaxes, chemical assaults are the new child abuse.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium.
magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Anti-Bollinger. Hey, our good buddy Jeffrey Jackson has a great article
talking about an inconvenient revelation from one of the toxicologists at Monsanto about their glyphosate. It's a big moment of oops, I shall say, but we're not going to let them get away with it. To be fair, maybe a big smelly woman, right? We don't want to be, sexist. But in this case, the lead toxicologist at Monsanto said a while back that, those people that are claiming it's toxic, they're just exaggerating because it's really only a problem if you inject it, thinking that that'll never come back to bite her because who's going to inject glyphosate, right? Well, Jeffrey Jackson to the rescue as he points out the inconvenient fact that guess what they found in vaccines, Ty Bollinger?
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Glyphosate?
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, glyphosate. In vaccines from the pneumococcal Merck vaccine to the Tdap from Sanofi to hepatitis B at GlaxoSmithKline to influenza from Novartis and in a majorly high level in MMR by Merck, which, of course, they want to hit every child with. Now what? Do those words come back to haunt Monsanto, who said, of course if it's injected, but who's going to inject it? Now look at what they're injecting.
That was a big oops, wasn't it?
Yeah, really. I mean, I think she thought she could get away with it because, their product is meant for what? Spraying on things that you ingest. And so if they could claim plausible deniability on cancer causation due to ingestion versus other means of introduction like injection, she probably thought, I got something I can admit to that will never harm us, Monsanto. Yeah. And it turns out, 20 years she's been at this, and she studied all of those years, and she's confident of the data. That's Donna Farmer. That's her name. Funny, Donna Farmer. I don't know if I like that her last name is Farmer because she does a disservice to all farmers by promoting this poison, even sprayed topically.
Yeah, Robert, I'm sitting here reading this article. Not sitting here. I'm standing here reading this article. I'm looking at the picture of Donna Farmer, and you really, not just her, but all the people that are responsible for all this poisoning and the toxins and, knowingly. I mean, how do they live with themselves? I really don't understand that. How somebody, because she knows.
Yeah. No, it's heavy medication, TMB. It's heavy medication. That's how they live with themselves. They have to drug themselves to sleep. Now, can you read that that quote in the picture there? Do you see that?
Yeah, she says, I'll give you an example of one of the safety studies. They actually injected the Roundup formulation into the abdomen of animals, and they did have an effect. Huh, interesting. And I'm going to continue. Mm-hmm. She says, now down below, she says, but that's not a relevant route of exposure for somebody who's going to be spraying the herbicide. So that's what we look at and the regulatory agencies look at, and like the other bodies at the WHO, they only look and say, if I inject it, there's a hazard. Okay? If I inject it, there's a hazard. So there's different ways we look at the data. So that's a huge foot, open mouth insert foot there, because they are injecting it now, and Jeffrey put the bar table below to show the amounts of glyphosate in the typical vaccines, and there's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of glyphosate.
And of course, this is something that now you're armed with to go after your legislators, your health departments, or any doctor or nurse that's promoting and encouraging injection of a known carcinogen via an injectable route. This is not like saying, well, that they're not injecting it, they're eating it. No, we would argue against doing that, but again, for the sake of this particular argument, Merck is now busted unless they disavow knowledge of this PhD, their PhD toxicologist, acknowledging the problem with injected glyphosate. So y'all go at it. Go get them.
Here's the problem, Robert. Mm-hmm. This is about as obvious as the CDC whistleblower story that we know the CDC knew MMR was causing autism in all children, but especially black baby boys. Mm-hmm. They released the documents have been released. You can read them online. Yet people still argue that the CDC had never said that. I mean, it's so obvious, the brainwashing that's going on today. It just sometimes it doesn't matter. You know, you could kill someone in front of them and they'd say, no, you didn't kill anyone, right? It's patently obvious what had just happened. But no, if it's against the religious paradigm of vaccines, they won't believe it. So my analysis of this situation is that it's just going to go on, you know, business as usual.
Yeah, the question is, can we get one more person to come on over and see these realities? And, of course, that's how it always happens, one at a time, one at a time, one at a time, until suddenly it's a cascade that is overwhelming. They're like, what happened here? Suddenly everybody is there. It's that 100th monkey impact, and by then it's too late to put it back or the genie back in the bottle. Now, there's another article here. This goes to Philadelphia, and Catherine Frombovich writes for the National Blaze. She says, chemical assaults and redefining child abuse. Now, I've been saying that vaccines are a form of child abuse for many, many years. And, of course, in addition to things like Ritalin, for instance, all of these psychiatric medications for kids. But in Philadelphia, they're going heavy against these so-called flavored cigarettes and vaping products because they're synthetic and they acknowledge toxicity. They're calling it chemical assaults or chemical abuse upon children. But why not take that concept and go, hey, what's in a vaccine? Formaldehyde? Injectable? Now we got glyphosate, right, which is also on so many things, probably even tobacco. Could we then extrapolate and go after them there? Is it the same scenario that you just raised, TMB, that if they don't want to see it, they're not going to see it?
Yeah, they're not going to see it. You know, there's no one that's more blind than he who will not see. I can't remember the quote who it's from, but it's true. And speaking of these little vape things, the flavored vapes, I didn't even know what that was. It just kind of hit me what this was. We went to Dallas for the weekend. John B. Wells, our good friend, got married, and we went to a Rangers game Monday night. Rangers were playing the Rays. And I had to, down there, if you've been to a game down there in Texas, you know how far you have to park away from the Ranger Stadium from the Global Life Park to get there. So I dropped off Charlene and the kids, and I had to park, you know, 300-400 miles away and walk.
Yes.
On a long walk back to the park, I was walking behind these two teenagers, and this one guy was pulling on a vape, and it smelled so terrible. I was thinking, what is he? He's not smoking a joint. It's definitely not pot he's burning. Mm-hmm. What is that terrible smell? And it was one of these little vape cigarettes. And we know now that they're creating formaldehyde, right? We know that's one of the byproducts when you do these vapes. And I know there's other chemicals as well that you're inhaling. So
some of them do use propylene glycol and ethylene glycol, so you do have to be careful. There are some, for instance, I've seen CBD and even THC that people are doing medicinally in the oil form that has none of those additives that are truly organic. So it isn't that the vaping technology is all toxic, but these flavored cigarette cigar things, including polysorbate 80, as I mentioned, polyethylene glycol, some contain it's a mess. And of course, in the vaccine, similar substances, injecting antibiotics, MSG, aluminum, mercury, these are not, they're chemical assaults. Come on, get with the program here. Call it what it is. It's medical abuse of children. And mom and dad, please stop turning over your kids to pediatricians who are willing to sacrifice them on the church of the altar of pharmaceutical mysticism.
There you go. And Robert, it's not exaggerating or hyperbole to say these are chemical assaults, right? They're chemicals. Well, I don't think anybody will argue with that. So they're definitely chemicals. So the question is, are they assaults? Well, if a vaccine is injected into a child against the will of the parents and the child, by definition, and this was attorney Allison Fomar mentioned this in The Truth About Vaccines. She said, by definition, an assault just took place. That is the legal definition of assault. So that is chemical assault when you force a vaccine on someone. By definition, it has to be chemical assault if it's against their will.
Yeah, and of course, in The Truth About Cancer, we covered it with a chemotherapeutic assault against the will of a young lady. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cassandra. And we covered Cassandra Callender's story and several others. We didn't interview others, but we covered several other stories. And it's interesting that Cassandra's cancer that she had was the same as Billy Best's cancer back in the 90s. And Billy had to flee from Massachusetts down to Houston and ended up taking wasn't it Hoxie T or was it Essiac T? It was Essiac T. And several other, I think he did some kind of light therapy as well. But to my knowledge, he's alive today.
Yep. Well, you see more and more the awareness, the spotlight we've been putting on it for years, that modern medicine and those purveyors of that form of medicine, allopathic medicine, third, second, or first leading cause of death, depending on how you work the numbers, But even if it's just the third, that's brutal. It's horrible. And it is perhaps one of the most abusive professions to be in terms of the what you visit on your patients. And I know that the doctors that get upset with me for saying that are probably not listening to this show. The ones that listen understand what I'm saying. I'm not accusing doctors of being evil, but that their training, going back to the Flexner Report of 1910, which we covered in Unlock the Power to Heal, Ty Bollinger and I, to today, have created a scenario where there are pharmaceutical horse blinders on these doctors in order to keep their jobs and keep their licenses. They continue to dish out the abuse. And ultimately, that's not an excuse when you meet your maker. But I will say this, in the vaccine realm, it's not only the abuse that it dishes out toxicologically, but there's a great article on Natural News by Amy Goodrich, and it shows that this latest study about vaccinated versus unvaccinated and the high level of chronic diseases in those who are vaccinated versus those who are not, it's even more than that, because it shows that in certain so-called vaccine-preventable diseases, particularly measles, mumps, rubella, flu, and rotavirus, there is no measurable reduction in the incidence of those diseases between vaccinated and unvaccinated. So the vaccinated are not even getting it less than those who are not vaccinated.
Well, they're not getting it less, Robert. And so if they're not getting it less, then if those parents are being given informed consent, real informed consent, then no one would ever choose to vaccinate, right? Because the risk is that the aluminum, formaldehyde, polysorbate 80, and many other nasty, nasty ingredients in these vaccines cause some kind of neurological damage. That's the risk. But what's on the other side of the equation with true informed consent? The benefit. And as you just said, there is no benefit. All there is risk if you take those vaccines. So if someone's given true informed consent, then no one would take these vaccines. So is it any wonder why we don't give informed consent any longer?
Mm-hmm. Remember the chronic diseases increase risk of autism by 4.2 times vaccinated versus unvaccinated. ADHD, 4.2 times the rate in vaccinated kids. Learning disabilities, 5.2 times the rate. Eczema, 3 times the rate. Allergic rhinitis, 30 times the rate in vaccinated kids. Like I said, the snot-nosed kids, like I was, the fully vaccinated ones. The healthy kids, like my kids, like TMB's kids, you don't see these chronic diseases happening. And, of course, in the Amish children as well. We'll talk about congratulations that are due to Texans for vaccine choice after this. Also, karmic retribution on a cancer doctor coming up, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley, flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system?
What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, congratulations are in order for our friends in Texas. Texans for vaccine choice. There's a neat little video. A couple ladies there along with the group that set up and fought, I think, 10 different bills that were filed by the anti-medical freedom folks. In other words, they were finding ways in Texas, TMB, to force more vaccine mandates, remove parental controls, parental consent to vaccinate all kids there. And they beat all 10 of them back down. So sometimes you can face Goliath and beat them.
That's great news for the my fellow Patriots in Texas. I love it.
Yeah, and it's not to say that you can rest on your laurels now. And again, that's Jackie Schlegel, Rebecca Hardy, and Ashley Burke over there. But they're not. But the point is, if you got what we said California was like the shot heard around the world, right?
Yep.
SB 277, yep. Richard Pan said, now we're on alert everywhere else. So that's what we thank you in California. We're sorry that it happened for you. But it alerted everybody else, and now the radar is on. The moment these bills are filed, we're on them quickly. So good news there. Now, final story of the day as we go outside the box. Sometimes, you know, we talk about these scam oncology doctors that misdiagnose, purposely diagnose cancer that isn't there. But even if it's an accident, it's still bad. There's a guy in England called Ian Patterson who was busted for basically making cancer diagnoses and encouraging 9 women and 1 man to have breast cancer surgery, whether they had cancer or not.
Wow. It almost smells like the same story as Fareed Fattah, right, with the chemotherapy.
Yes,
just
I was thinking that.
Manipulating patients to doing a procedure or taking a treatment that they didn't need so that he could make money on it. That's disgusting, man.
Yeah, so apparently he was sentenced to 15 years in jail. The NHS, National Health System, has paid almost £10 million in compensation to his victims, while more than 600 private patients are apparently, in addition to those 10, are going to pursue civil action against him later this year. So it's 15 years in prison. I'm thinking, you know, again, it's nice that he was busted and caught while he's still in this life, because, again, sometimes you go, well, does a guy like that go to hell in the afterlife? Well, for a time being, perhaps, but what about this life? And this time it's happening. But what else could they do here that would be a form of justice, perhaps, in prison or out, for a guy that did this to people?
Oh, well, you know, he's going to do 15 years. I don't think that's near long enough for what he did. But, you know, maybe on his first day in prison, they make him wear some Daisy Duke shorts before he goes to meet his big, smelly, hairy man.
Get married to a big, smelly man. You know, the other thing is they could do, if there is like that eye for an eye concept, you would have him undergo breast surgery without purpose, because, of course, that's what he was recommending for these 10 patients and perhaps 600 others. Privately engaged in his services. So, again, these cancer docs, you got to look out for them. But as we point out here, too, it isn't just the ones that are malicious like Ian Patterson. But some of them, or most of them, that have drunk the chemotherapy Kool-Aid, maybe they're not purposely trying to deceive you. They really believe it, like Jim Jones down there in Guyana. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't excuse their behavior. But it also means we, each and every one of us, has to be so vigilant and protecting our bodies against wrongful diagnoses.
Yeah, be familiar with what iatrogenic means. Iatrogenic is doctor-induced. So, you know, you're going to a doctor. A lot of good doctors out there. Just be sure you know them. Be sure you know them and trust them, because there are a lot of good doctors out there.
Maybe he should have silicone breast implants that leak on the first day. Maybe they should put that in him. I'm just thinking out loud.
He looks, from his pictures, he looks like he's already highly estrogenic.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Super Don, you got any ideas for additional punishment to this guy that did such nasty stuff to these patients?
Well, you know, Ty already stole the getting married to the big smelly man in prison. So, I can't think of anything better than that.
Okay, all right. Well, they say he took a pound of flesh for money. I mean, really, breast augmentations, reductions, full mastectomies, and people who didn't even have cancer. Just so that he'd get more compensation. Again, this happens in America in a private care system. Under an insurance system, there's a lot of scams and frauds that occur. And when they rush you into surgery when it isn't even necessary, and in many cases it's never necessary, even though we would acknowledge there is a place for surgery in certain points in time. So anyway, TMB, great stepping outside the box with you again this week.
Always good being on the show with you, Robert. And, you know, I appreciate you making me sound good, because whenever I start to screw it up, you just kind of step in and it keeps flowing. So rock on, baby. Rock on.
All right. Well, listen, Epigenetic Labs still has some great sales, guys and girls. Go get them, like up to 40% off or more. It's incredible what's happening. So we're out of here. But for now, say this to your friends and family like we're about to tell you. What is it that we got to say?
We got to say that the power to heal is yours.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.